Between 1943 and 1946, Sinatra's solo career blossomed as the singer charted a slew of hit singles. The mobs of Bobby Soxer fans Sinatra attracted with his dreamy baritone earned him such nicknames as The Voice and The Sultan of Swoon.
It's tough to be alone on the shelf, and it's worse to fall in love by yourself.
Like when the one you love.
It was the war years, and there was a great loneliness, recalled Sinatra, who was unfit for military service. I was the boy in every corner drugstore who'd gone off, drafted to the war. That was all. In the shadows of the elevated section of Western Avenue, this nondescript club has become the hub for the avant-garde. The Frequency series brings in cutting-edge chamber ensembles, electroacoustic, and new music. This nondescript building, overshadowed by the Belmont Overpass, is home to some of the city's most progressive jazz, contemporary, classical, and improvised music. The venue is Chicago's home for anything that's too weird for the rock clubs. Pathological symptoms, anxiety, depression, phobias, appear because the person does not accept the universals, which are in agreement with his nature. It seems that whether the person follows either the deductive or the experimental process, he refuses to live in accordance with the structure of his being, which is good feeling, truthful thought, and integral beauty.